And this morning, if you'll open up your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 40, we're going to look at verses 28 through 31. And you know, as I was preparing this morning and finishing things up and thinking about what God would have me present to us, you know, I got to thinking about life. You know, life is, kind of like a roller coaster that you've ridden so many times that it's no longer, sometimes it's no longer fun. You know, remember the first time you got on a roller coaster, you know, you was with a group of friends and, they encouraged you to get on there and you got on the roller coaster and really apprehensive and the first curve, the first uphill, downhill, but by the time the ride was over, you were ready for another round. And it was so exciting and so much fun that you went back again and you went back again and you went back again and you really didn't mind standing in line to get it, and you kept doing it over and over and over and over again. But then it just finally got to the point where it just kind of lost all of its joy, lost all of its fun, it lost all of its thrill. And then you just kind of find yourself kind of just moseying through life. And so I want to talk with us here tonight and or here this morning and about some things. And you know, and again, as I think of life, it's like a roller coaster, and it's up and down and it's curves, and there's so many things going on, and things that sometimes we don't understand. Parts of it we enjoy, parts of it we don't like. You know, there's times when different people like different things on a roller coaster. Well, one of the things I don't like on roller coasters is I don't like the ones that go upside down. Not that I have a problem of going upside down. I just don't like to be restrained. I don't like that thing that comes over my shoulders and clamps me in that seat. And when that roller coaster starts and you can't move it and you can't get out, I hate being in a place where I can't get out. I know when I had some neck surgery, I told the doctors, I said, I will be fine because they said they were going to have to put restraints on me and tie me down to the bed because of the surgery. And I told them, I said, I will be fine as long as you wait until I'm out. And then before I come to, make sure that you have them off, because because if you don't, I may not be as nice as I am now. And so that's the part of the roller coaster I don't like. But Brother Cleo, if you'll come up and if you'll read for us today, Isaiah chapter 40 and verses number 28 through 31. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31.
Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28, finishing the chapter. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the day that you've given me. Lord, I thank you for each and every person that you have sent our way. Lord, I thank you for those who have tuned in and are at home watching. Lord, many of them, because they're unable to be here today. Lord, I just pray that you would be with their physical condition. Lord, I pray that you would just help them. Lord, I pray that you'd strengthen them. And Father, I pray that you would, again, give doctors wisdom to help them in their medical treatment. And Father, I just pray for those that among us and those who have tuned in, and Lord, those that we know about that are discouraged. And Lord, life circumstances and life has thrown them a curve, and they're going through difficulty. And Lord, I just pray that you would be with them today. Lord, I pray that you'd strengthen them. Lord, I pray that you'd encourage them. Lord, I pray that you would help them, Lord, to endure this time in their lives. And Father, we live in a day today that there's a lot of unsure things. And Lord, we can get discouraged quickly by listening to the news and, Lord, and even going grocery shopping anything. Lord, I just pray that you would just help us. Lord, help us as Christians, Lord, to stay true. Lord, help us as Christians to stay faithful. Lord, give us the strength when we're weak, and we'll thank you for it. In your name we pray. Amen. As we start out in this scripture, and as we look into the Word of God here in Isaiah chapter 28, it starts out with a question. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not known? Now, what I was really excited about here as I got to reading this is what they're asking us, have we not known? It says, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, think about that for a minute. That comma is right there. That the everlasting God. The same God that here today, tomorrow, and forever. He's the same today, tomorrow, and forever. And it says, the everlasting God, the Lord, God Almighty, the Creator of the ends of the earth. Thinking about God, the Creator, and again, I thank God for that, because in Genesis, when He created a perfect earth and heaven and earth, and sin came into the world and it all got all messed up. I think if I would have been God, I would have taken an eraser and just erased it all and started over. But he had a goal, and he had a means to an end, and he had a direction that he was going, and he had a purpose, and he had a plan, and that's what the scripture tells us here. That the Creator of the ends of the earth fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. And as I got to looking at that, and I got to thinking about it, as it described God and all of the wonderful things that he is and all of the wonderful things that he does, and it lets us know right up front that he fainteth not. You know, God doesn't make mistakes. God doesn't get tired like we do and just kind of drop off and throw in the towel. He doesn't get discouraged. It says, neither is he weary. You know, life doesn't drag God down to the point where, God says, well, you know, I've had enough of this. I don't want any more. And I'm weary. I'm burdened. And I'm through. You know, I get that way at least two or three times a week in my life when things go on and I get tired and I get discouraged and I'm busy and can't keep up with what I'm doing, I'll get weary, and I'll begin to look at things and I'll begin to wonder, Lord, why? what's the use? As we talked about last week, who am I amongst so many? What dent can I make in life society today? Because it's just me, and I'm so weary, and I'm so tired, and I'm so tired of trying. Church, even as a pastor, sometimes, when I preach and give the message that God has given me to give, sometimes I can get weary. I can get weary. When I give the message and trying to do my best to lead the church the direction that God wants it to go, and sometimes I have few to very little folks that are willing to stand up and willing to follow and willing to go, sometimes that can get wearisome. That can get tiring, and you might want to throw up your hand and say, I'm done with this. I'll move on to something else. But the Bible tells us here that God fainteth not. He doesn't quit. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't stop. He neither is he weary. And there is no searching of his understanding. You know, God didn't wake up this morning like we did and say, whoops, I forgot. Oh, I didn't see that one coming. He knows what's going on. He knows what's going on today. He knows what's going on tomorrow, and he sees the end. You know, that roller coaster I was talking about. You know, when we get on that roller coaster of life, a physical roller coaster, there's parts of it that are scary. You know, especially, you know, when you're going up the hill and you're just going real slow and your heart starts beating faster and faster. And then you start down the hill on the other side and you're going really fast. And then you hit this curve and you spin around. You say, well, what are you getting at, preacher? Well, what I've got to do at that particular point in my life, because once I'm on the roller coaster and I'm heading up that hill, there ain't any getting off. You know, I'm in for the duration of the ride. And folks, until God calls us home, we're in for the duration of the ride. There is no getting off. And you know what I've got to do when I'm on that roller coaster in the amusement park, and as I'm approaching a corner at a high speed, you know what I've got to do? I've got to rely upon the architect of that roller coaster that studied it out, that planned it, wrote it down, made the exact measurements to the exact inch, made the speed of the roller coaster to the exact speed, knowing how fast you could go into that corner in that cart not derail, or how slow you need to go. Everything was planned out to the nearest detail for our protection. Folks, do you realize God has planned your life as so? God has planned every detail in your life to the exact second, to the exact moment. He knows what you're going to go through. He knows what's going to happen. He knows what you're going to suffer, what you're not going to suffer. He knows about your victories. He knows about every aspect of your life, and He has planned it to the end. You know, He even plans for our mistakes, because He knows when we're going to make them. He also knows when we're going to repent from that mistake. He also knows when we're going to come back. And His sovereignty and His grace and His all that He does, He makes adjustments in our life for that. You know, He even makes the adjustment for those of you that might be sitting there thinking, well, huh, that's the way God does, and I'll just do what I want to do, and I won't worry about it. Well, you kind of got the wrong idea there. But you know what? God's already made an adjustment for that. God's already made an adjustment for that. And so the Word of God tells us here that our everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. Neither is there no searching of His understanding. And because all of that is true, and because He is faithful, and He's merciful, and He's God, and all of that's true, it goes on to tell us here in verse number 29, and it says, and He giveth power to the faint. You know, when I get to a point in my life as I'm following the Lord and doing the things that the Lord wants me to do, and I get to that point where I just think I cannot go another step. I cannot bear another load. What I'm going through and the circumstances in my life are just weighing on me so heavy, I don't think I can make it any further. The Bible says, He, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, He, that's the one we're talking about, giveth power to the faint. You know what that means? He's gonna charge me up, and He's going to give me that extra boost that I need to get through what He has allowed to take place in my life. He's going to help me get through the circumstance that I'm facing right now. He's going to help me get through the disappointment in life, and that discouraging moment when I just want to throw in the towel and say, this is it. Even when the circumstance that I'm in is of my own doing. You know, I'd like to tell you that things that I go through in my life are just God testing me, like He did Job. But I'd be lying. most of the time, when I get weary and I get tired and I get faint, yeah, it's because I've not made right decisions and I've not done things. But when I turn to God and I say, God, forgive me. You know what He does? The Bible says here, He gives me power. He gives power to the faint. When I get to that point in my life where I need strength and I need some endurance to get through what I'm going through, or the experience that's taking place in my life, God says He giveth power. He gives us the ability. He gives us the strength to carry on. And it says, to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. You know, there's some jobs that God has given me to do that are above and beyond my ability. You say, well, why in the world would God do such a thing? You know, when God gave me the job of being your pastor, it was over and above and beyond my ability. Well, if God give it to me, why in the world would He give me something that's over and above and beyond my ability? Because you know what God wanted to do? He wanted to give me might. He wanted to empower me. He wanted me to go to Him and to rely on Him. And He, the Bible says, and to them that have no might, He increaseth their strength. You know, God wanted to be the one that when I went to, He gave me the strength to go on. He give me the will and give me the power and strengthen my arms and strengthen my voice to just go that extra step and to take that extra mile. And again, as I look at things, folks, and as we talked about this morning in Sunday school, we are in the days of Noah. And there are circumstances and there are situations that are going on in our world and in our lives today that it takes about sometimes all I can do to make it through the day. But you know what God said He'd do? You know the God, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth? You know what He said He'd do? He said He would give me might. He'd give me strength. You know, when I didn't have any, He'd give it to me. He'd strengthen me. And boy, I'll tell you what, folks, the Lord, through my time here as your pastor, has increased my faith greatly, has increased my might mightily, because He made me a promise. He promised that He would never leave me nor forsake me. He promised me that if I would walk in His will, He promised me that if I would do the things that He'd have me do, He'd strengthen me. He'd give me the might and He would give me the power that I needed to get through what He needed to do. I have taped up here on the pulpit a verse. And at the top of that verse, it says Faith Independent, or at the top of the paper, it says Faith Independent Baptist Church. And it's from Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 11. And it says, and He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. And He shall gather the lambs in His arms and carry them in His bosom and shall gently lead those who are with young. And then in Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 17, it says here, I say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry that thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. You know, when God called me and directed me to come here and be your pastor, I knew that there was a job that I was going to need to be due. There was something that I was going to need to accomplish. I was going to need to feed. I was going to need to gather. I was going to need to carry. And I was going to be able to have to gently lead. You know what God's done for me? He's given me power when I was faint. He's given me strength when I had no might. You know, there's not been a circumstance ever in my entire life where God has ever failed me. And you know what I can tell you here this morning, folks? There's never a circumstance in your life that God will ever fail you. Now, that doesn't mean you can't fail Him. What that means is He won't fail you. And He'll be there for you. He'll help you pick up the pieces. He'll help you carry on when you can't. And then verse number 30, it goes on to say, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. You know, there's going to be points in our life when we faint and we fall. Where we get to the point where we're so discouraged that we just give up. You know, there's going to be those times when we're weary because of what's going on in our lives and because of the circumstance. And there's going to be those times when we just fall flat on your face. Have you ever done that? just do a face plant. You know, I think of Little Hope. We were at my sister's house on Friday night, and she walks great as long as she's not wearing shoes. And now that she's gotten shoes on because it's too cold outside, and where we were at in my sister's driveway, there was just a slight little hill, and she'd take off. And many times she'd stumble and do a face plant right on the blacktop. And so many times she did it over and over and over again. You know, that kind of reminded me of myself. When I'm in an unfamiliar territory and wearing unfamiliar things that God hadn't given to me. But then the rest of the verse number 31 says, But they. Not the youth up here, but they. And again, not only just the youth here, but the rest of all that is talking here, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I like the way the Bible says here. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord. You know, sometimes in our lives, we spend more time getting in God's way instead of waiting on Him. We spend more time getting in His way and actually making His job, in lack of better words, more challenging because we try to fix it ourselves. When God says, just hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. The financial situation you're in, just hang on a minute. The sorrow that you're going through right now in your life, just hang on a minute. The health situation you're going through in your life, just hang on a minute. Wait. Wait upon the Lord. Don't get discouraged. Don't quit. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't look for a way out. Look for a way through. You know, many times when we get to situations in our life, we want out. We want to bail. We want to say, hey, I've had enough of this. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm gone. I want out. But the Word of God says here, but they that wait upon the Lord. You know, what we've got to do is we've got to wait for the Lord to speak. We've got to wait for the Lord to fix the problems. You know, the problems sometimes that we have, whether they be financial, physical, or sorrow, sometimes when we look at them, we think, well, if we don't do something now, it's going to be too late. If we don't act and if we don't move, this isn't going to work out the way God intended. You know what we got to do sometime? We just got to say, okay, Lord, I don't understand. It does not make any sense to me, but I'm going to wait. Amen. I'm going to pause here, and I'm not going to move until you give me further instructions. You know, sometimes what we got to do is we got to learn to burn bridges. Amen. We got to learn to stop planning for plan B. You know, when the Lord led me to become your pastor, I burnt some bridges. Not in a bad way. I put myself into a financial situation where I had to depend on Him to work through Faith Independent Baptist Church. Well, why did I do that? Well, because I know that if I would have relied upon what I had, when times got rough, when times got hard, I just said, hey, I'm checking out. See y'all later. This isn't for me. You know, I went ahead and we had our big camper. I didn't need it anymore. So I got rid of it. There are some other things in our lives that were more of a hindrance than a help, and I got rid of them. You know what I was doing? I was making sure that there was no plan B in my life. Amen. You know, if you all stood up and voted me out today, I'd probably have to go become a car salesman. I don't know what I'd do. I have no other plan. I have no other career. You know, my wife and I, we have spent the last almost 35 years of our life in the ministry doing this. I don't know what else I'd do. You say, well, that's kind of dangerous, isn't it? Not necessarily. Right. Not necessarily. Because, you know, God's made some promises to me. Amen. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall, not maybe, not possibly, not think about it, shall renew their strength. You know, when I don't have any strength to go on any further, what I do, what I've got to do is I've got to wait upon the Lord. I've got to stop. I've got to wait until I hear from Him. And He says that He shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You see, when God gives me the strength, it takes me beyond where I could have gone on my own. Think about that. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Think about the eagles and how high they soar in the sky, where they build their nests, way up where nobody can reach it on the side of the cliff, and the only way to get up there is to fly up there. And as they soar through the air, you know, they go further and longer than any other animal. You know, eagles are amazing animals. In Mongolia, they use eagles there to hunt. And I've actually had the privilege to hold an eagle on my arm, a big eagle. And that guy, the owner, the master, or however you want to say it, of that eagle, he'd send that eagle out. And that eagle would go and hunt wolves. And it'd get way up in the air, and it'd see a wolf, and it swooped down, almost like it was on a plane crash, a dive, and then swooped down, grabbed that wolf on the back with its mighty claws, fly up into the air, get way up above there, and then let the wolf go. You see, the Bible says that He'll not only give me strength, he says, this is what will happen. This is what will take place because of the strength of God. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. You'll be able to fly and soar high above. You say, well, you know, what are you telling me, preacher? My problems will all go away. Nope. What are you trying to tell me? I won't have any problems. Nope. What are you trying to tell me? There ain't nothing that'll touch me. No. But what I am telling you is you'll be able to soar higher and see more and have the joys that you wouldn't have had. And then it says, and they shall run. And not be weary. You know, I've got a treadmill at home. And I'll start walking on that treadmill and I'll kind of boost it up. You know, but when it gets to running, you know, when I get up there to, you know, about 6.5 miles an hour, and I'm chugging for all I'm worth. You know, I don't maintain it that very long before I have to kind of slow down and catch my breath so I don't pass out. But you see, when we wait upon the Lord and we mount up with the wings of eagles, the Bible says that we'll run and not be weary. You see, I can only run so long on that treadmill and I'm finished. I'm done. You know, in truth of the matter, in life, many times I get to the place where I'm at the end of my rope. I'm at the end of my road. I've run and I'm weary because of the race that I'm running in. You see, folks, we have a race to finish, and we have a fight to finish and a race to run. And you know what? Sometimes I get really weary, but the Bible says that if I'll wait on Him. Because again, many times my weariness comes because of my lack of waiting. When I'm running in front of God instead of behind God, I get weary. And so the Bible says that if I'll wait upon the Lord, I'll not only mount up with wings of eagles, I'll run and not be weary. Because you know what I'll be doing? I'll be following God. And I'll be working off His strength. I'll be working off of His power. So when I'm running, I'll not get weary. I'll be able to keep going. I'll be able to keep fighting. I'll be able to stay ahead of the enemy. And it says, and they shall walk and not faint. The Bible tells me that if I'll wait upon the Lord, you know what'll happen? My walk with the Lord, I'll not faint. I'll not fall. I don't know about you all, but sometimes don't you get discouraged with your walk with the Lord when you keep falling? You keep failing. Keep falling flat on your face. You know, and you get up and you head out and you intend well. But as you're walking, you fall. The Bible says that if we'll wait on the Lord, we'll not only mount up with wings of eagles, we'll not only run and not be weary, it says they shall walk and not faint. You know, there's areas in my life that I struggle with, just like you do. But there were areas in my life years ago that I struggled with that I don't struggle with no more. God gave me victory over them. And it was because I waited. I said, okay, Lord, I'm not getting this done on my own. I'm not getting it done in my own steam. I can't control the circumstances around me. I can't control the people around me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw close to You. I'm going to stay as close to You as I can, and I'm going to walk and I'm going to follow You, and I'm going to wait. Go when You say go, Stop when you say go. Just like kids, when we played Simon Says. We had to listen really close for that Simon Says, so we didn't get counted out. You know what we got to do in our walk with the Lord? We've got to wait until the Lord says go. And we've got to stop when the Lord says stop. We got to turn when the Lord says turn. You say, well, I don't understand. It doesn't go along with what I had planned. Yep, it don't. As I've told you before, if you would have asked me about 5 years ago, would I ever pastor a church here in America, in the United States of America, I would have told you no way, no thank you, no how. But you know what I did is I followed the Lord, and each leading of the Lord and each direction of the Lord, I followed, I moved, I did where I went where he wanted me to do. I surrendered to what he wanted me to surrender to. And all of the things, as I look back now, I can see God directed me here because he needed to fix and repair this in my life. And he directed me over here because he needed me to learn how to do things over here, so that when I got here, I was ready and prepared. When we take shortcuts with God, we always wind up fainting. We always wind up falling. And what I'm telling you this morning, what I'm encouraging you this morning, is get in it for the long haul. Get in it and stay in it and wait on the Lord. You know what verse number, you know what these verses are here, verses 28 through 31? They're the recipe for a victorious Christian life. They're the recipe that'll help you live a godly, successful walk with the Lord. But what we got to do, folks, we got to get out of the way. And we've got to realize what our plan God has for our lives. You know what plan God has for your life? Everybody in here, without exception, I can tell you what plan God has for your life. And if you don't believe me, turn over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We'll look at this and I'll be finished here in a minute. Romans chapter 8. This is God's plan for your life. Without exception, everybody here. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You know what God's plan for your life is? Is for you to be like Jesus. Amen. That's God's plan for your life. That thing that you can't explain, you say, well, I've done my best and I'm walking with the Lord and these things just keep coming up in my life and these circumstances just keep happening. I know the direction I'm going is what God wants me to do. What I want to tell you to do is hang in there, hang on, wait on God, because what God is doing, because he foreknew you before you were born, before you were ever conceived, before your parents were ever conceived, before they were ever born, God foreknew you. And so what he did is he began to make adjustments in life. You know why I was born to Jim and Judy Siegbert in Cincinnati, Ohio? Because God had a plan in my life. He had a direction that he wanted me to go. He had some things that he wanted me to do and get accomplished. And because of that, it was necessary for me to be born in the home that I was born in. You say, oh, well, preacher, you've talked about your home and it, good Christian home. My situation wasn't like that. Can I tell you something? Whatever your situation is, God planned it for you. Because he knew what you needed to be conformed to the image of his Son. You say, oh, I don't know that I like that. I don't know if I agree with that. It doesn't matter. Because, see, God foreknew you. And he's predestined you to become conformed to the image of his son. You say, well, how do I get there, preacher? In my life, where I'm at, how do I get there? Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. And when you wait upon the Lord, what do you say he can do? He said you would mount up with wings of eagles. You would run and not be weary. And you would walk and not be faint. Church, we're in the last days. And God has created us. God has planted us here for this time. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? You might be here with us this morning and you may not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I'd like to encourage you today. The God that we were just talking about, the creator of the universe, the Almighty Lord, the God that we were discussing today, he wants to be your Savior. You're not here this morning by accident. You're not hearing this message by mistake. God brought you here for a purpose. You know what that purpose is? To be conformed to the image of his son. Amen. You say, well, how do I get there? Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ today. Don't put it off. Do it today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you in prayer, we thank you for the folks that you sent our way. Lord, I pray that you would have your will and your way in our invitation. Lord, I know that there's a lot of things going on in our church right now. Some are having health troubles. Others are having financial troubles. Others are having family problems. And Lord, there's a multitude of problems that are going on in our midst today. But Lord, one thing that we can rest assured is if we would wait on you, put our faith and trust in you, that you've made us a promise of what you'll give us, how you'll strengthen us, and Lord, that we can have a victorious Christian life. Lord, don't let the devil deceive us today into thinking that there's no hope and God's not in control. And Lord, I pray for that one that's with us today, Lord, that does not know you as their personal Savior. I pray that today would be the day they would accept you. And we'll ask all these things in your name. Amen.